I am the light of the world. Jesus talked again to the people. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Just for a minute, close your eyes and imagine it is really dark. If you are reading or listening to this at night, you could switch off the lights too. Now imagine someone striking a match or ask a grown-up to light a match for you. Even a small flame from a match makes a big difference, especially if you have been sitting in the dark for a while. Jesus said, He was a light for the whole world, for everyone. But what difference does a light make? The first thing a light does is make you realize how dark things were without it. When Jesus spoke about darkness, he was talking about people not being able to see how far from God they were. He was talking about spiritual darkness. When we do wrong things, we move away from God. For example, have you ever told a lie, disobeyed your parents, disobeyed your teachers, or bad-talked your friends? These are just some examples of what the Bible calls sin. And sin separates us from a holy God. Sin causes our hearts and lives to get darker and darker. After a little while, we have done so many sinful things that we are a long way from God. And we don't even recognize this distance because we can't see where God is. It is so dark. Jesus shows us God. If we look at Jesus, how he lived and what he did and said, we begin to see how far away from God we are. And that gives us a chance to think about moving back towards God. The second thing a light does is guide those who are lost. I wonder if you have ever been out for a walk in the bush in the dark, or you have been to a place where there are only a few houses scattered about, and there is no electricity. Most landmarks are hidden by the darkness. But a light shines out for a very long way, guiding people back to their homes. At sea, too, lights are important for guiding ships. Lighthouses warn sailors of dangerous rocks and remind them to stay clear. So, just like lights, Jesus can lead you home, but also keep you safe from danger on the way. Thirdly, some people find the darkness quite frightening. Do you? I know several children who sleep with night lights, tiny little lamps that cast a reassuring glow round the room. A light can be so comforting, because it shows you what is there and doesn't let you be scared or frightened by things you've only imagined. Jesus is like that too. If we trust what he says to us in the Bible, we can feel safe. If we believe that Jesus died for all the sins that we have done, and if we ask him to forgive our sins and to live in our lives, we will never have to fear anything again. 1 John 1, verse 9 says, If we confess our sins, he, that is God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what did Jesus mean when he said he was a light of the world? I rather think he meant all of these. Jesus shows us how far from God we are. He draws us back to God. He warns us about danger along the way, and he reassures and comforts us. He also makes us a promise. If we follow him, we will never walk in darkness. We will never be a long way from God ever again. And we can point other people to the light of the world, Jesus Christ.